on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh says until the de facto block scheme includes those who are financially vulnerable, he will keep his position outside of the parliamentary party. Meanwhile, the Dáil has been told that more massive de facto block protests are inevitable if the government doesn't engage with affected homeowners in a realistic way. The chair of the Buncrana Leisure Centre Committee is seeking clarification on proposals to submit an application for funding for a new facility under the Repowering Buncrana project ahead announced for the shorefront last year. And €50 million is to be invested in wastewater infrastructure in Remelton, Milford and Rathmullen. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First news this evening, the co-leaders of the Social Democrats have announced they are stepping down. Catherine Murphy and Roisin Shortall confirm they are resigning with immediate effect and a leadership contest will take place soon. The two also confirm they will continue to represent their constituencies and both intend to stand in the next general election. Speaking at a press conference today, Roisin Shortall says they were put under no pressure to step down.
Catherine and I have decided that the time is right now to hand over the leadership reins of the party to the next generation of Social Democrats. We have therefore notified our national executive that we are stepping down as joint leaders, and we have requested that they make arrangements for the election of a new leader.
Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh says until the de facto block scheme includes those who are financially vulnerable, he will keep his position outside of the parliamentary party. The deputy stood down as Fine Gael party whip last July after opposing the remediation of dwellings damaged use of de facto concrete blocks bill 2022. He says he does believe in the art of conversation and negotiation, but says the Taoiseach knows his current position, particularly in relation to those wishing to downsize their homes.
I think what I need to say is that people won't be excluded from the scheme. At the moment, people will be excluded because of the costs involved. So until I see very, very considerable progress on this, I don't have a red line in relation to this, because I believe in the art of conversation and the art of negotiation. And the only way we can make progress, I believe, is for officials from the department and the County Council to sit around the table. And following that very sensible suggestion yesterday, I think progress can be made. Until we have equality of access, I will be keeping my position outside the parliamentary party, and the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar knows this. He knows that I've made a number of proposals for change, from, you know, for example, semi-detached houses that's adjacent to a house that doesn't come under the scheme. You can't have a situation where apartments are all inclusively recognised under an apartment scheme and then homeowners under the MICA scheme are excluded. So these are the issues. The issue of penalty-free downsizing is an issue which I feel can liquidate money, can give people that extra cushion to pay for the cost, to pay for the extra cost, because they're going to go over that cap if that cap stays the same. And I think there is potential progress here, but I would need to see a lot of progress before I would be making a decision on this matter.
Meanwhile, the Dáil has been told that more huge de facto block protests are inevitable if the government doesn't engage with affected homeowners in a realistic way. Urging Minister Dara O'Brien to meet with councillors in Donegal who had travelled to Leinster House yesterday, Deputy Padraig McLaughlin said equality is a key issue, pointing out that the way that de facto block homeowners are being treated differs starkly to the recent measures announced for de facto apartment owners in Dublin. He accused the government of washing its hands of the situation and wrongly believing that the supposedly enhanced redress bill has resolved the issues.
You're expecting traumatised homeowners whose lives have been destroyed to try to engage your building contractors to try and make an amount of money fit that just can't fit. Will he meet with the councillors who are here today, cross-party, including his own government councillors, who've called the scheme a sham, who've called out their own government and said they need to get up there urgently? Because I'm telling you something now, you're going to have people on the street again very, very soon in Donegal, Mayo, Clare and all of these counties again.
Some people with disabilities are still waiting for the clarification as to when they will be able to make their own decisions. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle raised the issue in the Dáil today with Disabilities Minister Roderick O'Gorman. Deputy Pringle told the Dáil the Assisted Decision Making Act passed last year still hasn't been commenced and many people affected have been left in limbo with no idea when the bill's provisions will be implemented.
It was seen to be progressive, person-centred and a move away from the paternalistic control exerted over some people's decisions. The 2015 Act was to make Ireland compliant with the human rights obligations in Bunrock na hÉireann as well as in the international conventions. Wardship was to be abolished. The decision support service was to be set up. People were to be presumed to have capacity in decision making. Health and social care workers were going to be expected to take all practical steps to assist the person in making a decision for themselves. Capacity assessments were to be used as a last resort. Older people, disabled people and all people with decision-making support needs waited patiently for the full commencement and they are still waiting. Since the 2015 Act was signed into law, Ireland has ratified the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. On the 7th of March 2018, the Dáil passed a motion for ratification of the UNCRPD. So we're coming up to the 5th anniversary of ratification. It is 8 years since the original Act was passed, but people are still being taken into wardship. People are still not having their will and preferences respected. People are still left in limbo about knowing when this legislation will come into effect. How is that fair, Minister? I'm asking today when the Act will be fully commenced for you to give a date at some point in the near future that would allow for everyone to prepare for changes coming.
Responding Minister O'Gorman told Deputy Pringle that issues identified during the debate on the bill have been considered and that he expects to announce progress on this within a matter of weeks.
There's five quite complex sets of statutory instruments that have to be enacted to make sure this all works. They're being drafted at the moment. They obviously had to reflect the final draft of the legislation itself. I appeared before the Disability Committee a number of weeks ago and I made a commitment that once I had a clear sense of when each of those five statutory instruments would be ready, I would write to them and set out the how we propose to progress with the commencement. It's my intention that we commence all elements. I'm very aware that the 2015 Act lay there for, you know, 7-8 years uncommenced, and that's not what I want to see. I want to see this system operational and fully running. So I don't have a specific date for you today. I believe I'll have it in the next 2 or 3 weeks. What I will do is I will write to the Disability Committee, which is where I made the commitment, to inform them. And look, I can obviously include yourself, Deputy, and maybe in that correspondence, because I know this is an issue of interest to you.
€50 million is to be invested in wastewater infrastructure in Remelton, Milford and Rathmullen. Minister Dara O'Brien has granted ministerial approval for the development of the sewerage scheme. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The new sewerage programme will significantly improve water quality by ending the discharge of raw sewage directly into Lannan Estuary, Loss Willie and Maggie's Burn, safeguarding the environment and supporting social and economic development. Work is expected to commence immediately to develop new state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant at Tirratty, along with decommissioning of the existing underperforming infrastructure, including the treatment plant in Milford and the septic tank in Rathmullen. New pumping stations are to be constructed in Milford, Remelton and Rathmullen. Erin's regional lead, Patrick Green, says the project will remove the risk to the protected areas within Loch Swilly, including the special areas of conservation, special protection areas, shellfish waters and designated bathing waters, including Rathmullen Beach, which he says will help contribute towards the restoring of the blue flag status of the beach.
The last published report in review of the National Ambulance Service's operations was 30 years ago. That's according to the director of the National Ambulance Service. At today's Oireachtas Health Committee meeting, Richard Morton was questioned by Senator Martin Conway on the publishing of the service's reports. Richard Morton says 1993 was the last time a full review of operations was published.
None that I'm aware of, Senator. The one that you're referring to, the Brady Flaherty report, was not conducted by the National Ambulance Service. We don't have any unpublished reports.
Yeah. When is the last one that was that you published in terms of a review of your operations?
I would say the last report that was published was probably in 1993.
The chair of the Buncrana Leisure Centre Committee is seeking clarification on proposals to submit an application for funding for a new facility under the Repowering Buncrana project announced for the shorefront last year. Councillor Jack Murray recently announced that he believes funding for the pool can be secured under the scheme, with work possibly starting later this year. However, Leisure Centre Committee Chair Rosina McLaughlin is questioning that, saying her understanding is that applications can't be made until 2024.
We're seeking clarification on when the window for those applications will open. Councillor seems to think that it will open in October, but the information I'm getting from the Donegal County Council officials is that they're not sure when that window will open so that the application can go in. The centre's closed now since 2015, so that's nearly 8 years, and it's vital now that we get funding. Now, I would say there's $3.5 million. It was allocated in 2005 for the refurbishment of the old centre, so that money, it's from the swimming pool fund. So that money is still there and it's ring fenced. But now, obviously, costs have escalated and it's been considered more prudent to do a complete new build. So there's a lot more money needed.
Well, Councillor Jack Murray says under the Repowering Buncrana programme, applications can't be made until plans are complete and all permissions have been secured. However, he says so much work has already been done on the leisure centre plans that it will be ready long before the rest of the element of the plan. He's hopeful they will be allowed go ahead with the leisure centre before the rest of the project is ready. He says a priority is to get the facility reopened.
It's a slightly complicated process, but the long and short of it is that we need our planning permissions in place, all our designs completed, and then we will apply for the funding. Well, my estimate right now is that we will bring in Part 8 planning before a full council, Donegal County Council, in October of this year. For the entirety of the Repower and Buncrana project, it's likely in the first quarter of next year. So that's the full package. But at this point in time, the council is exploring that we can do this on a phase basis, and I would hope that that can be accommodated. I am aware that people have had many false dawns on the swimming pool. People wanted it years ago and they've waited too long. So we'll be doing everything in our power, everything in our gift to get our swimming pool up and running and open to the public ASAP.
The Donegal Road Safety Plan has been published. The Donegal Road Safety Working Group recently published the 2022 to 2030 plan, which is designed to ensure a collaborative, coordinated and consistent approach to improving road safety. A vision zero to achieve no road deaths or serious injuries on the roads by 2050 has been set out by government. Donegal Road Safety Officer Brian O'Donnell says they are committed to achieve this.
This is the fifth road safety plan that the Donegal Road Safety Working Group has published. It's the first one was published in 1997. We're obliged to produce a road safety plan, setting out clear actions, focusing on getting Ireland towards the Vision Zero, which has been adopted under the National Road Safety Strategy. It's a very tall order, but it's one we're well equipped to assist in delivering. And it's Donegal County Council obviously has an important role to play in promoting road safety, and we'll continue to do that through the Road Safety Working Group.
And obviously this is a responsibility for a lot of people, the agencies, as well as those who use the road.
That's right. Like, road safety obviously is not all about designing roads and so on. It's about how we use them and how we use them safely. It's about travelling responsibly. It's about looking out for all road users. All measures introduced over the last number of years, from the mandatory wearing of seat belts and the lowering of drink driving limits, etc., has made the road safer. And I would like to commend the road users out there that have looked out for everyone, but there is still road users out there that don't take the safety of all road users seriously. So we need to get that message through to them that the measures that we have in place do save lives.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Recover from the toughest sessions with foam rollers and massage guns, or find your flow with the latest yoga mats and blocks in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with international football. The Republic of Ireland played out a goalless draw with China in their friendly in Marbella earlier today. Deborah Ann De La Harpe and Aoife Mannion won their first caps from the start, while Marissa Shiva, whose parents hail from Donegal and Tyrone, made her international debut as a second-half substitute for Abby Larkin. Donegal's Amber Barrett and Kira Grant were also part of the squad but didn't feature. Vera Pugh's squad have secured a pair of World Cup warm-up games against the United States in April. They'll play the reigning world champions in Austin on the 8th of that month before meeting again in Missouri Kerry 3 days later. Pau says it will be an excellent test for her players.
Well, the next camp will be under huge pressure, and that huge pressure is then of a complete different aim. So the opponents that we've chosen in a way that, for example, this week we could play closer against Germany to be ready for the pressure so that we could work on our attacking play.
John O'Shea says joining the Republic of Ireland's senior coaching staff is an amazing opportunity. The former Manchester United defender steps up from Jim Crawford's under-21 backroom team to fill the void left by John Eustace. O'Shea will work with manager Stephen Kenny and Keith Andrews ahead of Ireland's Euro qualifier with France next month. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola insists he's not paying attention to anyone who thinks they're clear favourites to get past RB Leipzig in the Champions League this evening. They're in Germany for the first leg of their last 16 tie tonight. City are among the favourites to go all the way in the competition and lift the trophy this season. But Guardiola won't be getting too far ahead of himself.
Right after the draw, I knew it. I felt it. That will be a real tough opponent. So, from my experience, we face any opponent, should be comfortable for us. But the reality is completely different. We know the quality of them.
City will be without Kevin De Bruyne for that tie tonight, which starts at 8 o'clock. In the other game this evening, Inter Milan play Porto. Manchester United have been given a boost on the injury front before tomorrow's Europa League home leg against Barcelona. England defender Harry Maguire and Brazilian winger Antony are back in contention. However, French forward Anthony Martial remains out. In athletics, Finn Valley's Hannah Murray and Tyr Connell's Lucy McGlynn helped Ireland to medal at today's DNA under-20 European team competition in Spain. Murray won silver in the 4x400m relay, while McGlynn secured bronze in the 2x2x2 relay event. Ireland, who were under team manager Dermot McGranahan, finished fifth in the inaugural running of the European Athletics competition. Mark English is also running in Madrid tonight. The national champion is continuing his preparation for the European indoors. He'll run in the 800 later. Jonathan Sexton will travel with the Ireland squad to Rome, despite the fact that he won't be involved against Italy. The captain is nursing a leg injury from the recent win over France. And instead, James Ryan will captain Ireland against the Azzurri. The Leinster lock says Sexton offers the perfect template for captaincy.
You know, the way he sets standards, obviously in games, but also every day, how competitive he is on the training pitch and the difference he makes, when he's training versus when he's not. So, probably just looking at his competitive instinct and the way he leads with his actions.
Over 80 Welsh rugby players have gathered at the Vale Resort in South Wales, with Saturday's Six Nations game against England still in the balance. They're to discuss proposals from the Principality's Professional Rugby Board regarding a funding agreement for rugby in the future. Players have threatened strike action with 20% of their salaries to become dependent on bonuses. Finally, in boxing, Ukraine have joined the boycott of this year's World Championships. Their Boxing Federation president says they will not compete on the same stage as aggressor countries. The IBA is allowing Russia and Belarusian athletes compete under their own flags despite the continuing war in the Ukraine. That's your sport for today. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, there needs to be a clampdown on sheep thefts. That's according to Adrian Gallagher, head of the IFA Donegal branch. He says it's very difficult to catch those responsible. However, he told today's 9 till noon show that a multi-agency approach is needed.
Farmers, they generally just order the tags for the newborn lambs that are coming out, say, in April or May. No, there is a paper trail there, and there is an opportunity for the guards, the DVO, and the factory and the farmer to work together and try and look at this and come to some kind of conclusion, you know.
Weather now today will be cold and breezy with sunshine and scattered blustery showers. Some of the showers will be heavy with hail and isolated thunderstorms possible, highest temperatures of 6 or 7 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh says until the defective blocks scheme includes those who are financially vulnerable, he will keep his position outside of the parliamentary party. The deputy stood down as Fine Gael party whip last July after opposing the remediation of dwellings damaged use of defective concrete blocks bill. The Dáil, meanwhile, has been told that more massive defective block protests are inevitable if the government doesn't engage with affected homeowners in a realistic way, urging Minister Dara O'Brien to meet with councillors in Donegal who had travelled to Leinster House yesterday. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin said equality is a key issue. The chair of the Buncrana Leisure Centre Committee is seeking clarification on proposals to submit an application for funding for a new facility under the Repowering Buncrana project announced for the Shore Fund last year. Councillor Jack Murray recently announced that he believes funding for the pool can be secured under the scheme, with work possibly starting later this year. And €50 million is to be invested in wastewater infrastructure in Remelton, Milford and Rathmullen. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, February the 22nd. The death has taken place of Margaret Rose Sheridan Glencross Rathmullen. Remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in St Catherine's Church, Auchterlin. Burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. The death has taken place in Drumbarton, Scotland, of Iris Cinnamond, née Wallace, formerly Glenalla, Milford. Remains will repose at St Columbkill's Church of Arran, Glenalla, tomorrow at approximately 5 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral service on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to St Columbkill's Church of Arran, Glenalla. The death has taken place of John Charles Duffy, Ahi Galt, Drumkeen, formerly of Lower Main Street, Letterkenny. John Charles' remains will repose at his late residence today until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 2 o'clock until 10 o'clock, with rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. House private on the morning of the funeral, please. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 11:15, going to St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, for 12 noon Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Society of St Vincent de Paul, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Neen McBride, Chernaleague, Carndonagh. Remains en route to his daughter Anne Devlin's residence at Wynn Park, Glentaher, Carndonagh. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Beechill Nursing Home, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Anne Gallagher, Glasha Gidor, reposing at her late residence with rosary nightly at 8 o'clock. House private, please, from after the rosary until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral mass in Chapubble Columbkill Knockfola on Friday at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to MS Ireland, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Jim Brennan, Chapel Road, Dunlow. Remains reposing at McGlynn's funeral home this evening with rosary at 9 o'clock and again tomorrow from 12 noon with rosary at 8 o'clock. Funeral on Friday morning in St Cronus Church, Dunlow at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Mahery Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Dunlow Community Hospital, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn funeral directors. The death has taken place of Teresa McKee, née Boyle, 134 Ballycolman Estate, Strabane, and formerly of Orchard Street, Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow evening at 5:30 to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, for Requiem Mass on Friday at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Jimmy Bradley, Wadge, 37 Castle Park, Buncrana. Remains reposing at his late residence. Leaving there tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Donations, if desired, to St Maria's Riviera, Main Street, Buncrana.
The death has taken place of Nellie Varney McNeilish, Middletown Derry Beg, originally from Brinlack, Gidore. Her remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home Derry Beg until Rosary tonight at 8 o'clock, followed by removal to the family home, which is private place to family, neighbours and friends. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Chapel Derry Beg tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. And the death has taken place of Rocco McGinley, 1 Churmacool Road, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there on Friday morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Letterkenny University Hospital Paediatric Ward. Family time please from 11pm until 11am. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.